It was the luxury car of the first half of the 20th century. Today, the company is gone, but the legacy of their fine engineering is still to be found in this city. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Quality products stand the test of time. Shoup Manufacturing has been providing replacement ag parts for the better part of 40 years, many of which we make ourselves. If you're looking for quality parts at a fair price sold by someone who understands the machinery you rely on, then give us a call at 1-800-627-6137 or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
In downtown Dayton, Ohio, you can still find an old auto dealership with a showroom full of these beautiful cars.
Well, in 1899 in Warren, Ohio, the Packard brothers built one prototype car, and it was such a good vehicle, they decided to go into production.
Matthew Short is director of America's Packard Museum.
They were building things to their own very high standard. They wanted to build a reliable car. They wanted to build a high-quality car. I mean, for example, at that early period, they were building their own screws and bolts with their own thread pattern because it met their standards, much like Henry Royce did when he built the Rolls-Royce.
The Packards were well known for their engineering, with features few others could match.
They built a car called the Dominant Six that was rated at 48 horsepower when it came out in 1911. We have a 1914 here that's rated at 82 horsepower. So they were building some very high horsepower cars. Now, that meant you could go. It didn't necessarily mean you could stop because you had two-wheel mechanical brakes.
Packard built a Twin Six, a 12-cylinder car that only those of means could afford. It cost about $4,000 when it was built.
An average worker was making nowhere near that. He was making $300 or $400 a year. So this was for the upper echelon. This was the leading luxury car builder in the world, and outsold Cadillac and Lincoln into the 40s.
Packard merged with Studebaker in 1954 and later went out of business, but the history lives on here. Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.